Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about perverted love. Well, let's go. Hi everyone, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and being the best people possible. Not like this chick. Yeah, this chick is insane. It says, California babysitter who provided boyfriend with children to consume gets 100 years to life. Yay! Yes, it says the girls were between the ages of 3 and 7. Ooh, tender, tasty little meat, right? And then it says two of them were special needs. Ooh, I wonder what kind of needs were they serving, I wonder, right? Well, let's find out, huh? Oh, man. Yes, the things that women do. Fun times indeed. Anyways. Yes, look at this ton of fun. Yeah, it says Brittany Lyon. Not a lion, for she is lying, I guess, because she is a woman. Women do lie. Anyways, 31, Wright, who pleaded guilty to child molestation charges, cries during her sentencing at the Vista Courthouse on Thursday. Yes, this is a crazy shit. This fat chick, yeah, gave her boyfriend kids to touch. Yeah, if you think of it, this is some weird twisted love. Yeah, what would you do if some chick that says, oh, honey, I love you so much. Here, touch these kids to prove my undying love to you. Yeah, that's some crazy shit. Yeah, I don't know. What's your thought process to think of this? It's okay to have an adult dude touch these small little kids. I'm sure this chick got off of it, but yeah, let's keep on reading because, wow, degeneracy is so fascinating in my opinion, but let's go. A North County babysitter who admitted taking young girls in her care, including a nonverbal special needs child. Oh, that's like the holy grail for the little pedo people, right? To cherish and hold, right? Anyways, to her boyfriend so he could molest them was sentenced Thursday to 100 years to life in prison. Hey, but bet to this guy, it was so worth it, right? Anyways. Brittany May Lyon, 31, pleaded guilty in May in Vista Superior Court to two counts of lewd act upon a child and two counts of a forcible lewd act upon a child, and admitted additional allegations of kidnapping, residential burglary, and sexual assaulting multiple victims. Yes, so this chick started playing with all these kids and started doing lewd acts. It's forcible lewd acts. Oh, that could mean all kinds of stuff, right? Like, here, put this in your mouth. Oh, man, these people are just really fucked up people, but hey, these are the people that are supposed to take care of your children. Are they doing a good job? Fuck no, but let's continue. Leon and then boyfriend Samuel Cabrera were arrested in 2016 shortly after one of the 7-year-olds told her mother she no longer wanted to go anywhere with Leon. A longtime family friend who also babysat the girl. The child then disclosed the abuse. Oh, what a bitch. She told on you. Yeah, she said, oh, auntie so-and-so touched me here. Oh, man. Yes, and this is supposed to be your friend. And your friend started playing with your daughter. Oh, yes. Fun times indeed. The ensuing investigation led Carlsbad police to Cabrera, then 22, and a search of his car turned up a double locked box containing 6 computer hard drives. Ooh, jackpot! With hundreds of videos of molestations. Oh, you fucking legend! Yeah, this guy had all that shit. 6 computer hard drives of kitty videos and stuff. Wow, wowie, wow. Yeah, this is something you need to look up to, right? He was 22 and he did all those videos. Wow. Ah, it's just like my dear old Uncle Bart said, you get them young and the possibilities are endless. Anyways, let's continue, right? Ooh, maybe I should switch over to MGTOW.TV and Rumble, because I don't think that YouTube could handle this. I'm too big and lengthy for them, yeah. And I'm raw dogging them too hard. So, fuck it, right? Like, it's time to convert. Some encounters were caught on multiple cameras at varying angles. God damn it, so you're recording you shoving your dick in these fucking kids? God damn it. So yeah, your dick is on this angle, you're in that angle, penetrating these little kids' fucking pussies? God damn it, man. Fucked up shit, man. Well, it is what it is. According to prosecutors, who also said that at times victims were drugged. Well, yeah, if they were drugged, they wouldn't be doing a big ol' fuss when you fucking shove your cock inside their tight little holes. Yeah, you don't want them to die or fucking fight you, so yeah, it is what it is. Faced with unknown victims on the tapes, police went public in search of parents who'd hired Lyon when then 22 years old and a San Marcos resident who was studying child development. Yeah, I'm sure they were developing those kids very well, right? And had advertised her caregiving services on a babysitting website. Oh yeah, this must have been like a triple X website, right? Only sitting? Fucking A. The district attorney's office said the parents of three of the victims met Lyon through the baby service site, where Lyon touted her interest in working with special needs children. Yes, because they were already retarded and shit. They wouldn't say nothing. They think they just the fancies of a small little child. Yeah, very, very, very interesting indeed. One woman saw a news story on the case and reached out to police, only to learn that her 3-year-old daughter was one of the tapes. Oh shit, so they did a porno with your 3-year-old daughter, huh? Fuck yeah. Hey, start them young, right? Why not? Another victim was developmentally delayed 7-year-old girl. Oh, fuck yeah, lucky number 7, huh? On the autism spectrum, who at the time was not able to bathe or dress herself, nor could she speak. Oh my god, triple threat, man. Yeah, she can't take care of herself, she can't talk, she can't bathe or dress herself? Oh Jesus, this is a pedophile's fucking dream. Yeah, I'm sure the Jews will have fun with this little girl, huh? Oh man, the shit that fucking modern people are into today, right? Ooh, yes, yes, fun times indeed. Yes, this is the power of Israel. Yay! Prosecutors have said Lyon and Cabrera met in high school, that he initially had persuaded her to secretly videotape women. Oh, changing in dressing rooms and gym locker rooms. Oh yes, you found your partner in crime. I wish I could find a chick like that, that'd be the yin to your yang. But yeah, Gonzo has no luck like that. Except this fucking dude. Fucking, hey, you did what you did, right? Enjoy. Yeah, this dude did enjoy it. Yeah, it says, prosecutor said she also participated in some of the abuse. Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde, partners in crime. Yay! Fucking A. And this guy doesn't look like any prize pig. Yeah, his last name is Cabrera, so I'm sure he's a wetback, so he's probably one of my people. Well, hey, do what you gotta do, man. And incidentally, this guy looks like Dr. Giggles. You ever seen that movie? You should. It's really fucking funny. Well, it's a horror slasher movie, but they put some humorous stuff in it. But, yeah. In 2019, it took a North County jury about 2 hours to find Cabrera guilty. He was sentenced to 8 terms of life in prison without the possibility of parole, plus 300 years. Yeah, they gave this dude a shitload of time. Yeah, life sentences, they're typically, what, 25 years? And he got 8 of those? So 25 times 8 plus 300. Yay! Yeah, so this fucker in total is getting about 500 years. Yeah, 8 times 5, 25, that's 200, then you add the 300, and there you go, my friend. This guy's gonna ride in there. Yeah, touching all those kids, was it worth it? I hope it was, because if it's not, then, it looks like he got the short end of the stick. Enjoy. Lyon's case was slowed in part by long courtroom closures due to COVID-19. Yes, the clot shot. Yay! Those were fun times, weren't it? Anyways, and in part by multiple changes of attorneys. Well, yeah, this guy, they want to go to jail. Fuck. Yeah, facing 500 years? No bueno, but hey, you wanted to fuck all those kids, so That's what you got, man. Yeah. Over 9 years. It took 9 years to get this guy? Fucking A. Anyways. Lyon was represented by 3 defense attorneys, a public defender, offender, then private counsel, then a different public offender. Yes. Yeah, lady, fucking guy, whoever. Nobody's gonna save your asses. You fucked all those kids, and now it's time for you to get fucked. Just saying. In court Thursday, the parents of the victim spoke of the betrayal they felt by Lyon. One mother said Lyon had used her credentials, yes, such as studying child development, well, you gotta know your prey, don't ya, to lull us into a state of comfort so we didn't feel like we had to ask a lot of questions about what Brittany did with our daughter, ooh, when they were together. Oh yes, just the two of us. We could make it feel something, you know, something. Just the two of us. You and I. Yes, little girl. Put this in your mouth. Oh, is this a lolly? If you suck it enough, something delicious will come out of it. Oh, man. These motherfuckers treated these little kids like pieces of meat. Oh, yeah. Then these parents, because they were fucking stupid and didn't pay attention to shit because they were fucking retards focused on their own shit. And then the kids got abused. Well, that's what you get, fuckers. You wanted to be parents and you wanted to have all these cash and prizes. But no, you're being negligent. And these people preyed upon that negligence. And now your kids got a fucking fast dose of reality. Yeah, and semen too. Oh my. Enjoy. What she thought was a special trip for their daughter to play places where molestation sessions, the mother said. Yeah, they thought they were going to go to McDonald's play place. And yes, they just went into the dungeon room where they started fucking the shit out of these little girls. Yeah, fuck yeah. You see your little fucking pussy get all gaped out and all torn up. Yeah, fun times indeed. What is it? 1 million strong and growing. There you go, there's your Flintstone chewables. In court Thursday, Lyon's defense attorney, Sloan Obstbite, read aloud a statement written by Lyon. For 9 years, I thought about what I would say today. Yes, say with your chest, homie. I've come to the conclusion, that there are no words, of course, that would make any of the harm and trauma I've caused any better. Of course not. But were you actually harming these people, or were you improving? I don't know. I'll let you decide that shit. The statement reads in part, "The words I'm sorry are far too simple for the amount of trauma I've caused and the amount of regret that I feel." Yeah, you didn't feel none of that shit when you're fucking these kids, did ya? Right? Yeah, these little kids, when they were grabbing that dude's fucking cock and they had to put it in their mouth and sucking it, grabbing that shit like it was a go-gurt. Yeah, you were recording that shit. Yeah, you were his partner's crime. And now you guys got burned. Yeah, that's what happens. You fuck around and you found out. Yeah, you were having fun at the time. And now that you have to face the music, now it's a different tune. Well, sorry. Reality is what reality is. So take that. Enjoy. Some of the parents say the sentence is not good enough. Well, they gave them 500 years, so yeah, they're not getting out, but yeah, they're still gonna be alive, you know, playing, what kind of games do they play there? Pinochle and Bridge or whatever. Yeah, so that's what they're gonna be doing. Anyways, while Cabrera is not eligible for parole, Lyon is. Yeah, the woman gets to go get parole, but the guy's gonna rot there forever and ever. Yes, men go eat shit, and women, they are the ones that get the cash and prizes. But this chick didn't get off that lightly, right? Anyways, and there is a chance she could be released after serving less than a third of her sentence. Well, that's what, 500 years, and a third of that would be what? 100 something? Maybe 150, 200? Something like that? Yeah, she's still getting fucked. She's not gonna get out. She's not gonna be able to do shit, so. Yeah, most likely she's gonna die in prison, but, you know, it is what it is. It's still gonna be lighter compared to the guy, but. Yeah, she's not gonna see the light of day, so. Yeah, enjoy. It's a slap in the face to drag us through this field of broken glass for 10 years only to give Brittany a break, the mother of one victim said. Yeah, it's kind of a slap with a dick right in the face like your kid got, right? Yeah, this guy was fat, so maybe he had a fucking short, stubby dick. Yeah, I'm sure it entered perfectly inside that little girl's pussy, right? Well, yeah, enjoy that slap. Anyways, let's continue. California law has changed to allow for elder parole, in which incarcerated people who have served at least 20 years of their sentence can petition for a parole hearing when they hit age 50. Oh shit, so she could get off even earlier. Yeah, she's 31. So yeah, so she got about 19 years more to go before she'll be eligible for parole. So those 500 years of sentence they gave her, they're most likely gonna disappear after 20 years, 19, 20 years, whatever. Yeah, enjoy, friends. Legislative efforts to carve out sex offenders from eligibility have stalled. Yes, because you have to be even-handed. Even sex offenders deserve fucking justice. Yeah, just because they did some fucked up things doesn't mean they don't deserve justice. Yes, remember, the law is blind. They have to be, because if they don't, they get to pick and choose, and we have a double-tier system. Coincidentally, we do have a two-tier legal system. Just ask Hunter Biden. He got off of it, and this guy was doing all kinds of fucked up shit, but yeah. It would be cool finding yourself like a pedo wife. Yeah, imagine that. You could find the chick that goes around with you and start molesting children with you. Oh yes, I'm sure a relationship like that would be solid. Yeah, because you both of you are partners in crime. Yeah, if she rats on you, she's going to jail too. So yeah, enjoy. I'm sure these kids enjoyed it, right? Yeah, maybe that you ask these kids, did they enjoy the dick that went inside of them? Yes or no? If the kids liked it, then maybe you should let these people off. If they didn't, then maybe they should get screwed. But I don't know, our world is really fucked, so I don't know, man. Everything's gonna go worse before it gets better. Yes, if you don't think we're going to a civil war or world war or something fucked up in the near future, you're fucking stupid. Just saying. But the San Diego County District Attorney's Office has continued to push for the change. The age of 50 is hardly elderly, particularly in the realm of child molesters. Yes, because it's still, their dick still works, so yeah, have fun with that. Who need only to be in a position of trust and power to access and sexually abuse children. District Attorney Summer Stefan. Okay, a bitch saying this shit, said in a news release Thursday regarding the lion sentencing. Well, you know, maybe their genitals might not work, but they do have tongues and fingers and all kinds of stuff. Oh, and you also got dildos too. Yeah, courtesy to the WNBA, we got an overflow of dildos, so yeah, fun times indeed. Deputy District Attorney Jody Brenton acknowledged in court that her office had agreed to the plea deal. Don't you notice that a lot of women are in these kind of positions? Yeah, she's a district attorney. This other is this. This other person is that. All women. Yeah, women are taking over the country and the world. So yeah, when Kathleen Kennedy said future is female, she wasn't lying. Fucking A. Damn it, women. Our hope is that this case will bring attention to Sacramento and the public at large that 100 years to life should mean 100 years or something very close to it. Yes, but you guys make fucking rules like how you go along. Like I said, we're in a two-tier system. Yeah, you rather fuck the little fries while the big fish, they get to go off scot-free. Yeah, how many people have they touched kids? Yeah, look at the people in positions of power. Look at the Bidens. Hell, look at that, was it Prince Andrew or whatever? Yeah, look at P. Diddy. All these people are getting off because they have money. But these people don't have money, so they're the ones getting fucked in the ass hard. Yeah, like the kids they fucked. So, yeah, it is what it is, right? Well... All you gotta do, just keep your weapons sharp and your chainsaws ready fucking to do things. Yeah, because once you know the time comes, the time has come. And that's when you could start ripping the band-aid, as it were, and have fun. Enjoy Purge Day. Well, I gotta go to work myself, so we're not there yet, so see you later, friends. Goodbye.
This is the correct way to cook canned goods. You're supposed to put your canned goods on the stove. And then when it's done, it's supposed to open up. Shake it up a little bit. On me, you want to have that dent in the bottom of that shit, so you know it's getting hot. Shake it up.
Make sure it's around there.
You want this to pop up in the little. When it's hot enough where you can't touch it, that's how you know your canned goods gone. This is the point of the canned goods.
You want to
eat out of it.
I got
you. Trying to read life. You can't read life. You got that shit happen.
Abortion clinic dumpsters are filled with nigger babies. They're more useful to the world, pushing up daisies even more so than slavery. But some say it's distasteful and wasteful, so I turned them into patties and sprinkled them with basil. Mud slime genocide.